Hey believers, it's Alan and Eve here. Today we will be reading from Reddit and giving our perspective on the situation. Stay tuned. Hey believers. My wife won't stop comparing me to her exes. I love my wife and think the world of her. She's had some bad experiences with exes. I mean, we all have, but from what I hear, hers is really bad. At first, I was very sympathetic and felt really bad that such an amazing woman could be treated like trash. When we first started dating, she would mention them maybe every other day or so. It didn't bother me at the time because I figured that it was a very important time in her life, even if it was tea. So it must have been like therapy to her. Fast forward to now, we got married, bought a house, have a baby on the way. Despite all this, it's gotten worse now. She can't compliment me without talking about her ex in the same sentence. Anytime I do anything, good or bad, she says that blank used to do that. She has a previous lover that she still talks highly of and how before we got together, he was the only time she's ever had good sex, even after they weren't a thing anymore. She still was friends with this guy and still is. She talk about him too, and she subtly hints that she wishes I was more like him. All of this together makes me feel like she's settling for me just because I'm not an a-hole like they were. Am I wrong to be upset about this? I tried to talk to her, and she said I was just too young and don't understand.
And you wrong? Wait a minute. I thought that it wouldn't end up like this, but this sounds horrible. I mean,
by the way, he's 22 and she's 25. So for her to say that he's too young and it's only a 3-year difference, right. That's kind of like,
right. That doesn't make too much sense. Brother man. Man, it's so difficult because when you're in a marriage, you want to stick it out. You want to make it work so bad. Still, nobody want to get divorced. You don't go through the process of divorce and go down that lonely road and y'all going to end up hating each other. It's a short percentage of people really that get along after divorce. After divorce, y'all going.
Well, just to throw it out there, I don't hate my ex. Right. Husband. I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
Right. But for her to compare, nobody should be comparing nobody in a marriage ever. I don't know who gave her any knowledge or wisdom or trained her.
Well, maybe she didn't have any, and this is why she has that mentality. But at the end of the day, we all have had pretty bad mentalities while dating or even in a marriage. We all have made major mistakes when it came to our thinking process and being inconsiderate to our spouse.
But that hits deep. I think with men, if you compare a man money to another man, that's going to hit deep. Hits sex. That hits real deep.
Which she did. And right. Said so, that he was the only one.
Right.
And then she still talked to him. I think that that's totally inappropriate. You ain't hear that part?
I heard something, but other of it threw me off so much, I couldn't hear it. It's like, you comparing sex and, like, it was money? It was just sex.
No, it wasn't money. It was just sex. But she's still talking to this man. And then basically he said that she's like, throwing out hints that he should be more like him. Yes.
And I know you could tell certain marriages and relationships who's the nice person and who's the one that's like, I'm trying to make it work. And he's probably overlooking some things. And she's probably like, he probably haven't said anything like to the death, like, yo, stop this. Because what if he was that guy like, yo, like he was like a really like a man's thug type of way, like, yo, you need to stop this right now. You got me messed up. You ain't seeing him or talking to him. I believe it would stop somewhat. Like, she would just, it wouldn't
or
go
not.
That far.
It doesn't sound like she's the type of woman that's just going for that. It would just probably be behind his back.
Yeah, it would.
Because she's kind of bold with some of the stuff that she's saying.
Bold is on another level.
Well, because she's just bringing up, like, man, reminiscing on right. The sex she had with this man.
I want to know how many times a day, like, she's saying this, like, because. And I think people have to be careful. I don't condone nobody hitting or fighting, but some people need to think like mentality what the other person's in, because this can trigger them to a level like, yo, don't compare me to somebody else. And that can hurt their feelings so deep. They got emotions and everything's rushing and something, and you just trigger something. They just pop, 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 pop. They shouldn't do that. But we have to be careful. Like, some people don't deal with you comparing them. Don't deal with them saying certain things.
But that's why it's important for that person to communicate, because before you get to the boom, 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 you should be standing up for yourself and saying something. You should be expressing those feelings that you have, not just waiting until you boil to the point where you're putting your hands on somebody. No. So at the end of the day, that's on you and your lack of self-control.
That is
true. I'm just saying, you know.
That is true. But just to hear some of that, it pierces me, and I don't even know him or her. I don't know him, and that hurt me. It's like, I have in the past, you know, people, not a lot of people have compared me to somebody else, and it's just like, yo, who are you with right now? Like,
you went had through that experience?
It maybe one time, I think, maybe, because I don't remember, so I know it didn't happen that often, because usually when they say it, it always was bad stuff. It wasn't never like good stuff. It's like, yeah, I never been treated like this and blah, blah, blah. And I've been dogged out. It's like, okay, yeah. I think he would have been okay. I wonder if he, I don't know, I'm just saying for me, I just wonder if he would be okay if you hearing bad stuff and being praised. Like saying like, oh, my ex has never did this and you're so
great.
Well,
no, that's what he said. He said she does that sometimes too.
Right, and I'm pretty sure he's okay with that.
He said good or bad, but he's saying just all of it at this point. He don't want to keep hearing about her exes, whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. Nobody want to keep hearing about your ex. Well, I don't care.
That is true. You could say praises when I'm bringing up. That's where, it's like, do you remember them? Like, how far? Yeah. And they are kind of young, but it's like, dang, man.
Well, he's intelligent enough to know that that ain't right. While she's saying how young he is.
Right.
That's not right. He's an intelligent, I believe, intelligent young man to have, you know, want to have that discussion openly and still be respectful to her. Because he could have said, hey, what y'all think about me slapping the mess out of my wife or keep talking? For real.
Oh, right. Yeah, we don't.
That could have been the case.
Right. But he, man, this is just seems.
I would definitely encourage him to get some wise advice, and they really need to sit down and get a different perspective so that she can hear from someone else who is trained or have some type of wisdom and insight onto how that is damaging him as a man. Yeah. So, you know, again, we don't always accept things from one another, but when we sit down in the presence of someone else who can explain it in a way that we could understand, maybe she could receive it. So it just sounds like that they need some type of coaching or counseling.
Definitely. And I'm just so baffled about all this. I'm trying to think of something, because, man, just the whole comparing the sex thing, you wonder, like, at this point, I think y'all sleeping together. Like, And I pray that's not the mindset that he's thinking of, because your mind could just be racing all different thoughts. Like, yo, stop talking about this person. Right. And you're talking about the same person. It's like, yeah, like, what y'all got going on? Yo, like, you. And then he think, like, we had sex, you probably thinking about them. I think, yeah, my previous ex, I think I felt like, yeah, they probably want somebody else and not me.
What?
And yeah, previous, that's a long time ago. They probably, in my mind, thought, like, they probably, when they said they love that person, they told them, I love you. My mind is like, yeah, you probably want them. Even that was a terrible relationship, and I feel like I can't compare it to them, and that's probably what he thinking. I can't compare it to him, so. And he, in a marriage, so he's probably thinking about making it work, and he probably got other friends and family, like, get out of there. But he's like, yo. What if before they got married, he's like, I want to make this work. I'm going to stick it out and stuff like that.
That is not a reason to divorce.
No.
That's really not a reason to divorce. But again,
it's getting pretty close,
coaching and counseling is needed for them. And because if this is signs and he's expressing himself to her and she's just not really understanding. Right. And again, this is his point of view. We don't know what her point of view is. We don't know what their conversation really is.
Right.
So, you know, I want to hear both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah, sometimes you need both sides to really get a full grasp.
Right, because we could be sitting here dogging her all, like, oh, she is the worst. She, and then we find out from her that he's asking these questions.
Right.
I mean, that's not what it say, but I'm just using that as the example of why she keeps bringing stuff up or why she feels comfortable. Right. Because, you know, again, he said at first it was cool. He didn't say nothing. So he allowed this to linger on. Mm-hmm. Not all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you upset and you mad, but you did not nip this in the bud. It was not an issue at the beginning. And now all of a sudden you feeling some type of way because you thought it was going to change, but you never spoke up. You have to communicate.
Yeah, that definitely true. I didn't think about that perspective. And this is why I have a big issue with dating and dating so many people, because having sex partners with everybody, you might tarnish what's going on in your future marriage, because maybe you're comparing and the size and how it felt, and maybe all this might be going on in your mind. You're just tarnishing and making it worse for your marriage. If you're dealing with a lot of these people and being joined to these people, and now you're in a marriage and you're stuck in there, and in your mind, I just want to be truthful. I just want to say what's on my mind and on my heart. And then, like, those are daggers you're throwing.
Yeah.
And it's hurtful and it's hard to get past. I'm like, it's hard. After you just said that, that's kind of hard for the person not to keep bringing it up. And you probably bring it up a lot. Who you texting? Who you talking to? Are you still seeing him?
It would definitely bring insecurities into the marriage.
So, right. It would be hard for her to go places and do things. And now she's going to be like, he's smothering me.
This is why it's important to have that premarital counseling and coaching, because this is something that he would have been able to present before they even got married.
Right.
And that would have been nipped in the bud. Not 3 years down the line. Y'all still going through the same thing. You never said anything at the beginning. Now you and your feelings feel some type of way. This is why it's important to deal with the issues.
Right.
Before you even get married. Because you will avoid divorce if you do.
Thank you so much, Buttercup. Now, is there anything you want to close out? Maybe you can help somebody before they get in a situation like that.
Well, no, it's just the same. You know, it's just the same as what I just said. Being upfront and honest at the beginning of, you know, even in the dating stages, if you see some red flags for you, because all of us have different red flags. It's not just some universal red flag. Oh, that's a red flag. No. If it's a red flag for you and it's bothering you and it's haunting you, this is something that you need to bring up before and not just overlook, sweep it under the rug, or think to yourself, oh, well, if we have a baby together, or, oh, if we get an apartment together, this is all going to change. Reality is it won't. It'll still be there waiting on you to address it.
Amen.
Communicate.
Amen. My brother out there, I pray that too, that you can get past this and y'all marriage can survive this, because this is not the end all be all. Y'all ain't going to get a, shouldn't be able to like, this is just done. But I pray that you can just really communicate with her effectively about everything. Open up and just say, hey, I don't like this, don't like that, don't like, without being pushy and forceful, because you can get to that point and say, don't do that, and your mind can just constantly just race, and now you're just like, where's she at? What's she doing? And then that's going to push somebody further away. So don't do that. But really have some strong brothers and wise counseling around you to help y'all through this. Maybe talk about going to counseling, or go out with a coach or something to really get over this, because
we are available to help.
Amen. Alan and Eve. Remember that name.
AlanandEve.org.
Amen.
Book your consultation.
Right. So, man, this will help if you just have some other people to talk to work the issues, because this is just going to force you to just like be almost in a mental hospital to depress all this. Figure all this out. But we thank y'all so much. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all watching. And hey, this is Alan and Eve. And we are here
to help you believe.
Thank you so much for that, Sister Eve.
Yep, we have 30 seconds left.